Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can check me out on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And please check out our blog, divaabdul.com. There you can sign up for our e-newsletter. And also we have a Google Plus page. Facebook, Diva Days of Our Lives, is our fan page. And our friend page is Carrie Messner, otherwise known as Diva Abdul. And let's say hello to our girls. And all three of us are here tonight, so we're all very excited about that.
Yay!
Yay!
So, Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And Mark, we find you on Twitter?
I'm at mama underscore hooch on Twitter.
And Anna's here.
Hello. I have my voice again.
Yay! We're going to find you, Anna.
I'm at Coffee Hooch.
Okay, and I want to give a shout-out to Bob Havikon, at Amy Havikon, our friends. Say hello to them.
And their anniversary is tomorrow, I think. Same day. I think their anniversary is the same day as our Marianne, our very own Marianne's birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah, the Havikons, I think,
so
are the same
birthday.
As my birthday.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, they have. I think their anniversary is the same day. Yeah,
I think it is. Yeah, from what I remember. Yeah,
from what I remember from last year's test.
And Mother's Day. Yeah.
And Mother's Day. So, holy cow!
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So happy Mother's Day to the two of you and to all mothers who are listening in, mothers of whatever kind they might be.
Yeah, and mothers of furry people too.
Oh
so.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Thanks, Marianne.
Yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
for shout out.
Yeah.
I do have two cats.
Hey, I know.
Raising.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. No, but so tomorrow's a very special day for a lot of people. So great. Well, hope you're going to have some fun tomorrow, Marianne. Celebrate, party big time,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah. I already they got taken out to dinner tonight, so.
Oh, good.
That's one part down, yeah. So that was nice.
Good. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Mhm.
So,
okay. Do you want to start with the daytime Emmys?
Oh, yeah, the daytime Emmys that we didn't get to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which sucked. I tried to get some stuff online, but I had the hardest time finding anything live. I would find like maybe clips in that after the fact. After I know, like Michael Fairman was putting up stuff. And I was trying to catch things, but I couldn't find anything live, you know, to live stream it or anything. But then I did finally end up watching it. Did any of you end up watching it? Afterwards?
No. Uh-uh.
They did have, like, the full length. Somebody, I don't know. I just found the link somewhere that somebody.
Okay.
But
I think the Emmys,
daytime Emmys have a site, like on Facebook. I think you can go there,
okay,
maybe.
Cool.
But I know I had found the link on somebody on Twitter and I, you know, they had put it up and I think it's up on YouTube too. I'm thinking you can go there and look, but, so I ended up watching it really actually for the time, one time that they didn't broadcast it, it was actually a decent show because they didn't do any like stupid stuff.
It wasn't an overt advertisement for Las Vegas or anything like that.
No,
uh-huh.
It was just basically
cool.
Coming out and presenting the award,
great.
Like different coming out, presenting the award, showing the clips the way it should be, you know, like they had the different presenters, all the different categories present, you know, and that's basically what it was. It was no stupid things and it was, you know, wasn't real long.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
really
the
way
it
should
be.
It's a celebration. Yeah. celebration of the people who are actually working on these shows and their crews and their backstage and on stage talent, and that's what it should be. So
yeah, and even the red carpet. You know, I saw some clips of the red carpet. I saw some. I don't know if any of you caught any of that, but they showed somebody. Camilla.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I only saw pictures.
Put out,
the only thing I saw from the daytime Emmys so far was I saw, because I've been still kind of out of it with some family stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I only saw some pictures of Teo, Christian Alfonso,
and
Lauren Coslow. Those were awesome, and I loved her.
And
shout
Suzanne
out
Rogers. Yes.
The shout out to Prince
she looked
with
great
the
in purple,
that purple suit. Oh, yes.
She did. She looked great in that purple. Yeah.
And
yeah,
Teo
was right in among the. Oh, yeah. He looked great in his socks.
Oh,
yeah. With all those girl women.
Yeah.
Oh, they all looked good. Yeah, they all looked good.
So,
and Camilla had
all, and then I heard.
Yeah, she had a video of the red carpet, and you saw
cool.
Kay. I mean, you could see Lauren, you could see, and Teo was there, and Greg Ming, Ken Corday. So that was kind of interesting
to
see that. He was playing that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, I wish they would find a way to put it on TV.
So now did I hear correctly that Mary Beth Evans won? Was it
Best Actress
or Best Supporting? Or Best Actress?
Best Actress.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Congrats to her. You know, she surprised the crap out of me. I mean, I love Mary Beth, but, I mean, I thought for sure, like some of these other ones, like Mara West.
Yeah.
Because
it's always
gotten it for sure.
Like that. It's so cool that it's finally somebody that we really like.
Yeah.
And it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Surprised me. And True O'Brien won.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you
didn't
know that. Holy cow.
For younger actress. Yeah. The Emmys just sometimes amaze me. I don't know why, but she beat that little, I'm thinking that little girl played Sierra. Did she even get nominated? She didn't get nominated, right? She didn't.
No,
No, but that little girl from Emma. Emma did from.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's even better than True O'Brien. I'm sorry.
She's really cute. Yeah.
Yeah. She should have won, really, but I don't know. I don't know. No. And the guy from General Hospital that plays, I can't think of his name. He won for younger actor. Do you have a name?
Michael? Is it Michael or one of those? Or?
Yeah, but he plays Sonny's one son who's fighting depression. He's the one.
Sonny's
I forget. Yeah, it's not Michael. I can't remember because I haven't been watching General Hospital for a while.
Oh, I see. The one that was.
His first name's Brian. His real name's Brian.
Yes,
I think.
Yes, Brian.
His real name's Brian.
Craig? Brian Craig, I think.
Brian Craig. Yeah, he won.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think
I
guess he probably did a pretty good job.
Cool.
That was for younger actors. So, I don't know who's supporting actor. I'm trying to. I forgot to.
Carrie, do you have any of them down? Because I didn't even.
I meant to go look at that. I was writing notes about the show, but I forgot to, write.
I didn't even think
about the Emmys.
Oh,
but yeah, but Mary Beth won, supporting actor.
Tyler Christopher.
Best lead for lead. For lead.
I'm sorry,
actor.
I still couldn't hear you. Who?
Tyler Christopher.
Nicholas
Cassadine.
Yeah.
On General Hospital.
Yeah, and he was up against Tony Gary and Christian LeBlanc. Those two are always nominated.
Man, this is the year that Teo should have been nominated then. Maybe he would have actually won.
I don't know. Yeah, hopefully maybe next year. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
better
stuff would qualify for next year. Same for Kate Manzi. I sure hope she gets nominated because she's been phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's been. And supporting actor, I don't know. Supporting actress was somebody from Young and the Restless, somebody that I don't know.
Jessica Collins.
Oh, okay. Yeah, GH really took the awards. I mean, they took Best Drama, Best Show, and I think Writing or Directing. They had the most awards. So, but it was, you know, it was a good show, but I still don't know how they pick these awards. And so I don't know. There's a lot of people that are surprised weren't, you know, that didn't make it. So,
well, yeah, because so, wasn't I think the Robert Wilson should have won something, you know, for,
yeah,
I don't know if he qualified.
I don't even know
younger,
if he was
or
younger,
but
probably.
He did amazing. I mean, he did an amazing job. Oh my gosh. And Kate Manzi-Bowe.
Yeah, unless a lot of that, I don't know if that stuff comes later. It just depends
well,
when a lot of that
well,
was.
Well, remember even when we were at Day of
year.
Days, we were complimenting him on how great he was. That was when he was doing the necktie stuff, and he had kidnapped Kate Manzi or Abigail.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
then he came back again. You know, she keeps seeing him. She keeps seeing him, and he's there, and he's just like creeps you. Because he creeps you out. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
he's doing
I
a
honestly
good job
had
too.
Not watched. I had not watched in a while, and I've watched 3 whole episodes this week. So
very good.
That I've watched in weeks. And I was just from the even the little bit that I saw on I think it was Thursday's episode of Abigail, that she was really good as usual. She was excellent.
Oh. Yeah, she's really
good
as somebody that's gone through
them,
that.
I had always wanted them to explore the mental illness angle because of Laura, you know, the history there. And I always thought if it didn't go to Jennifer, then it, a lot of times it skips a generation that Abigail would be the perfect character to do that. You know, to have that happen.
Yeah.
So I was really pleasantly surprised. I guess that's how they're going to somehow usher her out somehow, I guess. Maybe like Laura. Maybe she's following in her grandmother's footsteps. Maybe she gets
into
a catatonic state.
Yeah, she's in an she's in a hospital now
getting
care.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining
she's talking to her doctor.
Comatose or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And isn't Laura supposed to return? I think she's supposed to come back.
I
don't know when.
I think so. Mm-hmm. But I think was that Jamie Lynn Bauer? Is that right?
Yeah, Jamie Lynn Bauer.
And then, so Kate Manzi, does anybody know when her last air date is? It's got to be coming up, right?
It's soon, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, you know. And did I hear somewhere then with the baby, Jennifer tries to get custody of Thomas?
Oh.
That's what I had heard.
Jennifer,
but now she's battling her own addiction.
I was going to say, she's still dealing with that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Jack should be coming back soon, too, because I think he appears to her while she's going through that, from what I understand. So he should be coming back. So we have a lot of people coming back. Aiden will be coming back. Andre should be getting out of jail soon. So.
Oh, yay. Finally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that ties in with Aiden. Did you see spoilers out now? Aiden just appeared to Hope. Did you see? Saw Hope on Friday.
Yet.
And she dropped the phone. You know, that's how it ended, where he's standing in her house. Yeah. And supposedly it's not real. It's the guy that was supposedly killed was a fake lookalike that was switched.
Okay.
And Andre
that's
was supposed
to
be behind that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say they were going to have to do something like that.
Yeah, that he's supposed to be. I mean, he's not a ghost. He's the real Aiden, and he's trying to.
Good.
It's going to be. I heard Monday's show is going to be the whole show is going to be Aiden and Hope talking, and this whole thing is supposed
cool.
to like how it all came about and stuff. I guess.
Oh wow.
Or explaining it and
that's
stuff.
Pretty cool.
So.
Well,
yeah.
And poor Rafe. Just as Rafe starts to get close to Hope for real.
Yeah.
I know you're thrilled. Mm-hmm. I'm just sort of teasing.
I don't know.
That,
I'm just not in. I'm just not into Hope and Rafe. I just.
No, I'm not
I don't
sure.
Know.
I have
but
a lot
Rafe needs
of
somebody,
season.
You know. But
he
just
does.
I don't
Rafe
know.
Rafe is great with Kate.
Yeah.
But,
And I have to admit, as much as I don't like the whole Hernandez group, there's something about the mother that I really like. And she's making that family a little bit watchable when they had the whole group over there
the
and they were making
when
they had the meal and they had the whole family there. And then Dario comes. And of course, he's the one that's like the pain in the butt, you know, and he's the one that's, you know, messed everything up and I like it. Kind of like Eduardo with her too, you know, A. Martinez, they got to give him more to do, but I like the actress that, plays her, and I like kind of Rafe and her relationship. I like when he calls her mommy. Calls her mommy.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. Yeah, he's cute in that way as the son. And so, see? Yeah. See? Okay. But other than that, he's still boring. No.
You are.
But yeah, I kind of like that whole thing with the Hernandez.
Yeah,
and I do like
Gabby.
I was
wondering what you guys thought of that.
Yeah.
Me too.
I thought it was good. I like that. So you saw that part with the whole making the whatever they were making, and then she cooked. Then she cooked for, Rate, and when he had Hope over.
I didn't see that.
So now I take it. Now either that or I missed something. Hope and Rafe were in bed, but I don't think they did anything. Am I right? Because then all of a sudden he was taking her home. Did I miss something there? Did they actually sleep together? Does anybody know? Did you see that?
I didn't see Friday.
Okay. Because it just, you know, because then he got, they were in bed, and then he got a phone call from Gabby that she was coming. I don't think they did because they got interrupted with a phone call from Gabby because she was coming over to get Ariana's bunny because now Ariana has this fever. There's something going around. There's a virus or something going around Salem because Paul's sick and now little Ariana's sick. So they didn't really do anything. I thought, oh, they're going to come back. And then, no, then all of a sudden he's dropping Hope off at the house, and then that's when Aiden appears.
Poor Ray.
They,
he just can't
get him. Because I guess technically Hope's still married, right? She's married now if Aiden's alive.
Right.
So poor Ray, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But she didn't really – did she marry the real Aiden? Well, I guess we'll find out all that. Huh?
Well, that's another whole thing, too, that they're putting out there. Like, is this guy really the doppelganger, you know, really?
Oh, okay, yeah.
How do we know if it's really the real Aiden or not? I don't know.
True.
How many times have we had? We had two rapes, right? We had a couple – two rapes. And,
oh, I forgot about that.
I don't know. Then we have two – well, we had Andre and Tony that look alike. And,
That was one of the best –
Yeah. And supposedly, I think Aiden's supposed to help Andre get out of jail. So I think he'll be coming back next week sometime, too, I think. Or the end of the week or next week. I don't know. I don't know. What else? Did you see Kate?
Yeah. Are you talking to me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Like Kate.
Okay. Did you want to?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, let's see.
Did you want to talk about Kate? She had some good scenes.
Of the scenes that I saw. Yeah, I mean, she had some kisses and some bed scenes with Deimos, but the thing that's irritating me is the whole Nicole lookalike thing, because I'm just like, that's getting in the way of my enjoying Deimos right now. And again, I'm watching it a little bit out of context because I hadn't seen it in quite a while, but I have all these back episodes recorded that I haven't seen them. But basically, from what I could tell, I guess Deimos exacted his revenge, and now he's in charge of Titan and all that other stuff. And he decided to offer Nicole, because he's got a thing for her because she reminds him she's a dead ringer for Helena or whatever her name is, his dead girlfriend that he was having an affair with that was Victor's fiance, I guess.
Right.
And so now he's trying to pull Nicole in to his web.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate, like, she finds a picture of Helena and is like, oh, this is why, you know, what's going on here, you know? And so they get in a fight and Deimos starts kissing her and she's like, no, you're not getting out of a fight this time. Yeah. But they somehow
managed to get out of a fight.
Yeah. But somehow he used sex to get out of a fight after all. So.
Yeah. It worked anyway.
Yeah. And I can't say it. Can't say I blame her really, essentially he made Nicole an offer she couldn't refuse to bring her in and put her in charge of Basic Black under Titan, and DJ whatever the Daniel Jonas line, I guess, what's her
name,
Teresa,
buy that out
still
too.
Manage. Yeah, but uh-huh. they would still keep the name. He's telling
right.
her they'd still keep the name because it's, you know, well known uh-huh. now or whatever, supposedly, and that Teresa could. And then Nicole tries to tell Teresa, oh, you
yeah.
know, you can do anything you want because I'm going to be your boss, essentially. And then, but he does make it clear that Kate will be Nicole's boss. She
right.
will be coming in under the umbrella that Kate manages. So basically,
yeah,
that
Kate's
puts
in charge
them
of
in
Biden.
A,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah. So that should be interesting. So anyway, so
yes.
Nicole, last scenes I saw about that, Nicole came back and accepted the offer. And is that where that ended last week? Or was there anything else on that?
Yeah. And then of course, you know, also Nicole's doing this working for Victor, trying to,
infiltrate,
exact revenge. Right. But
yeah,
then
yeah.
in the meantime, he also has Brady and Justin working on a plan.
So I was trying to figure
Brady,
out who was doing
yes.
what. Okay.
Yes, because Brady does not want Nicole involved, and he keeps telling Victor, and Victor says,
right.
well, we'll just let Nicole be a side thing, you know, but I guess.
Right.
And then Brady went ahead and told Nicole that there
right.
is another plan. And then Justin,
right.
somehow Justin went to Deimos. They're setting something up. I'm not quite sure how it works or something, but he's more or less telling Deimos that he won't prosecute her as being the DA if he lets Victor and Maggie alone and doesn't, or something, or gives Victor back half of his whatever, he won't prosecute for poisoning Maggie and all that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. There's something else they have up their sleeve, but they have
okay.
something in the work too. So
okay, because I hadn't figured
and in
out.
Meantime,
who was doing
yeah,
well.
And in the meantime, Victor and Maggie moved into a condo. The same condo where Brady and Teresa live, and John and Marlena live. So they're
oh,
all
really?
Neighbors.
Same building?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Victor
same.
Has downsized quite a bit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I was
yes.
wondering because I thought, was that John and Marlena's condo is why I was curious, and now it turned out, no, it's a separate condo but same building. Okay.
Yeah,
so they're all
same
neighbors
building,
now.
Same building. They're all neighbors.
Huh,
and Brady and
okay.
Teresa, too, are in the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, that is quite the downsize for sure.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, then Caroline and Julie come to visit
Julie,
Maggie.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you see
that?
Yeah. And then I guess Victor, they explained, and then right away Carolyn said, it was at Deimos. You know, she knows, you know, she don't
uh-huh.
like Deimos at all. And
uh-huh.
so, yeah, so they were, had to explain to, you know, what's going on there. So, yeah. So I don't know what's going on. So, but Victor has something up his sleeve, you know, that he's going to try to
uh-huh.
get it back. And of course, Maggie still is in a wheelchair. She still can't walk.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I remember she told us a day of days something was coming up, but she couldn't tell us what it was. But
mm-hmm.
it was something that was going to be devastating for her character or
mm-hmm.
whatever. So I remember that.
Yeah. So that's been good. Is there anything else that you saw that you wanted to?
Well, this is you hit upon the, you know, I enjoyed seeing the Hernandez clan together, and JJ,
yeah.
poor JJ sitting there in the middle of all the fighting and all.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out, I'm not even going to talk. I mean, this might upset Bobby if he's listening, but I don't even really want to talk about Summer. You guys can if you want, but.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out the Dario angle on that because I don't know how he fits in
okay.
with Summer because I haven't been watching.
Well,
yeah.
they're in the whole con thing because Dario's more or less like he really has his nerve getting on her Eduardo.
I was gonna say,
like,
if he's a con artist, why is he?
He's
all
a con artist.
Death?
Like maybe he didn't kill anybody, but now he's covering up a murder. He's covering up. Well, it actually wasn't a murder, but he's covering up an accident. And getting rid of a dead body that Summer killed this guy
because
she pushed
yeah.
him, and he uh-huh. was coming on to her, and you know,
yeah, he was,
and everything, and she pushed him. He fell against the dresser, hit his head,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. But yeah, Summer caught. I mean, he came in at first. You think, oh, this is this guy she conned, and he's coming after her to get his $50,000 back, or he's going to the cops. So she goes to Brady. Brady gives her the
mm-hmm.
$50,000. And here you find that it was actually a con that they were both
mm-hmm.
doing to Brady because he
mm-hmm.
gave her half the money. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And then mm-hmm. he gets killed, and then Dario comes, and I guess Dario's been part of this group too. You know, he got her away from this guy, and I guess then Dario and her were working together. So yeah, so Dario's mm-hmm. not like squeaky clean. I mean, you know
he's
what I mean?
Not he's pure still, as a driven snow.
Yeah, and he's getting on Eduardo for being this murderer and an assassin uh-huh. and everything. But yeah, that's the whole summer thing. So.
Okay.
And I like, and it was fun to see Teresa, I have to admit, I really like Teresa and Brady.
Me too.
Together.
Me too.
They
I
are
have
such,
to admit
and
that
I
too.
Really like Teresa now.
I never,
she's
they
spunky
finally, you know, yes.
They
you know,
made
they,
her
she's won me
readable.
Over. She's won
yes.
me over. I got to admit
oh, yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And she more or less said, you know, she came to Summer and told her, I've been there. I know you because I
mm-hmm.
was you, you know, mm-hmm. and to let Brady alone. And she called Brady out on his hero complex that he has
oh,
to always
yes.
drop everything and run to, like, Summer, Nicole, anybody,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
all these, you know, he has to save all these people. And it's basically, well, she is right. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like them, and then he came try to make up with her and brought her candy. And but I think they're just cute together. I do
yeah,
like
they
them
are.
Together.
I have to admit, I actually have to admit, I agree.
Yeah.
Because
you know we couldn't stand her in the beginning for
a
long time.
I know. I know, but yeah,
it's funny how
won me over.
Characters can come on and they kind of
mm-hmm.
like win you over after a while.
Mm-hmm.
You never think they will,
well,
but
a lot of it has
they do
to do with
slowly.
The writing too, because.
Yeah.
You know, think of how they were writing Teresa and JJ when they first came on together. They were both
they were
so
kids.
Unreadable. It's like you couldn't even watch them. It was almost unwatchable
mm-hmm.
to even have them on
yeah.
my screen.
Same with JJ.
Know?
Yeah, he's one
yeah.
of the
yeah.
Yeah,
and I really like him
mm-hmm.
now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's, you know. And then there's the whole, Joey and Jade. Is that her name?
Yeah, Joey and Jade. Yeah. I don't know if Joey's out. He grows on me a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's grown on me.
He seems like he could be Steve and Kayla's kid. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
I kind of like him. I know he's still growing as an actor, but I kind of like him.
And I'll tell you what, that Jade in a way reminds you of Ava in a way, kind of, sort of.
Yes,
I don't know.
That's
something
what
about
I was
her.
And, you know, I was thinking she's already more, I've only seen one episode with her, I think, and she's
uh-huh.
already more interesting than Paige
oh, yeah.
ever was.
yeah,
you know, but
she's not a bad character. Yeah, she's like of the young people, she's not, you know.
And I actually thought that Sierra was good in scenes with Chad. I thought those were good scenes with her talking
with Chad?
About how she needed to be away from
mm-hmm.
her mom. She needed to get away from
yes.
her mom, and
that's another. Yeah,
know.
Now she's
yeah.
and her and Claire are going to move into the guest house. Out on their. Property
because she's taking care of the baby and everything,
and she's going to take care of the baby and she's going to work. But it was really not good scenes between them. She wanted to quit school, and he told
uh-huh.
her, no, you know, that was the condition. She was not to quit school. You know, she could
oh,
work
good.
And stay in
yeah.
the guest house, but the condition is that, you know, she didn't have to pay, you know, stay there and take care of the baby and stuff, but she had to
mm-hmm.
Not drop out of school. So,
yeah.
And
now, does Chad know about her being raped? Does he know?
Yes.
Her secret
yeah,
about
he knows.
That? Okay.
I'm pretty
okay.
sure he knows. Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty sure he knows. Because I thought there was
Hope
some kind of discussion
know, right?
there about that. What's that?
Yeah, because I mean, because Hope
yeah,
doesn't
he does.
Know, though, right? But Chad does. Chad does, but Hope doesn't, does she? Does
oh,
Hope
yeah.
Know?
Oh, that Sierra's been raped? Oh, yeah.
I've
oh,
missed,
yeah. She
okay,
told...
I've missed so much. Okay, I just.
Oh, yeah.
I've
she told her.
So much, I didn't know.
Yeah, she told. Yeah, she knows. She okay. knows. Claire knows. Theo knows.
Okay. Well, and then I saw
yeah,
Theo's kissing
Gabby,
her.
Abby
like,
knows.
Hey, Theo and Sierra had a real kiss. I was like, whoa.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah, there's the whole
so
prom, the whole prom thing too, and I don't know if you saw the prom where that. That Mark kid, because he was going after Sierra, you know, he liked Sierra, so he put up all these during the prom up on the big screen, more or less called Sierra like a slut or whatever, and it called Theo
oh
stupid
gosh.
Or whatever, you know, just being like
aww.
Really nasty, you know.
Aww.
And so then So they vandalized his car. They spray painted the car.
Oh.
Mark is the son of the judge in Salem.
Oh, that's who the son of the judge was, because I know they got in trouble.
They got in trouble. They got arrested. They got thrown in jail because they're all 18. So Theo's the only one that didn't participate. Good old Theo.
Oh.
He didn't do it only because I forget what, because he said he would have. He told Abe that he would have, but I forget what it was, because I don't know if he knew what was going on or whatever, but all like Joey and Jade, and it was funny. All the parents came. He saw everybody's parents in the thing, but Jade's. I said, "Well, now where's Jade's parents?" You know, they called everybody's parents, but hers wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But here, and then the judge says he was going to like throw the book at them and everything. And then somebody did point out on Twitter, like, the judge shouldn't even be involved. How can he be involved in the case when it happened to him?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
He couldn't even be judging that case. But that's kind of like, you know. But so that was interesting. So she got in, you know, trouble that way, and just moved. But now they're out of jail. You know, they got the bail and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So that's what happened on their prom night. And I think it brought kind of Sean and Belle a little bit closer or something, because they were going to bond together. You know, they were going to be tough player.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I have a feeling that's probably how they're going to get them off, is they're probably going to go away together. Is that? Do you think that?
Because
they'll be leaving.
Sean and Belle?
Martha. Yeah, Sean and Belle.
So Belle is leaving for sure?
That's the last I heard, unless something's changed. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Martha Madison and Brandon Beamer. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had heard that Brandon Beamer and that Lonnie girl were leaving, and a couple others.
So is Martha Madison. In fact, she's gotten another. Oh. She's already gotten another job somewhere.
Oh,
I forget
wow. Cool. Good for
her. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. I think a lot of people were upset because she was leaving. Yeah.
Yeah, they
that
barely brought them on.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, the whole Philip thing has not worked at all, in my opinion. I just can't even – I haven't seen him in a while, but I just am not into the new Philip, that whole story and stuff.
Oh, yeah. See, I like Philip and Belle together, this Philip and Belle.
Oh,
more
yeah?
More so than
I guess
Belle
I haven't
and
seen enough.
Sean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean, with Brandon Beamer. Like, I liked her,
yeah.
Like, better
oh,
with
yeah.
Jason. The best show in were Kristen Storms and Jason Cook. That's who I always liked. But, yeah. There's different things going on. Well, I guess we haven't been in 2 weeks, so.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you saw? I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think, who else did I see on? Got Maggie in a wheelchair. Kayla and Steve.
Oh, Steve and Kayla.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla needs to like wake up.
Smack
her.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's saying that he's like not good for Joey and not good for her, and he's like another one that's like the hero. You know,
the
danger follows him all around. Oh, and Joey took his dad's jacket and took the bike.
Really?
And now they're off. Yeah, and they're off to California, Jade and Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then Kayla says something's still going to, you know, with her, whatever. She has some kind of aneurysm or something. I don't know.
Who knows? Kayla?
Kayla.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she's been passing out. Yeah, she's been, she's been in the hospital for that.
But, I didn't realize that.
Oh, here's another thing. Finn is after Kayla.
I wonder, because he wanted to go to dinner with her.
Yes, and then
I saw that. I wonder.
Steve come in, and Finn was there, and he comes in, and he starts yelling at Kayla, like, because Kayla didn't tell him about Joey getting arrested, and he was mad. He said, why don't you keep that from me? That's my son, blah, blah, blah. And Finn kind of stepped in and was like defending Kayla.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And
he looked
at him and he said to Kay, he says, "What was that all about?" He said, "What was that about?" You know, he was like, you could tell the look on his face was like, "Okay, buddy, get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where they're going. I guess that's what they're going. Or I don't know. I always thought they were going to do Finn and Nicole at one time.
Oh,
now she's messed up with Damon. Oh, just wait till Andre gets back. Watch out.
Oh, yes, he will be stirring.
Watch out, Kate.
We need to have him stir.
We need him stirring, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what he has in mind, but yeah.
Whatever it is, it'll be
callers,
fun.
Let's
take some callers.
Hello.
Erica 910.
This is me, Bobby.
What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, well, first of all, I haven't been watching Days in the last couple of weeks because I've been very busy, but I will say a comment about Olivia Kurgan's singing talent. Back on April 18th, in the show open, she was singing, and then after they came back from break, Sierra noticed this, and she said, well, Taylor Swift ain't got nothing on you, girl, and I agree with Sierra on there because she's exactly right with what Olivia did. And the next day, Claire did, and the next day Olivia released the album on iTunes and gets a lot of downloads, and I have done that because I think that probably got a lot more downloads during those 2 days before Prince's death, and then, of course, Prince overtook that for a while unless somebody watched Days and stuff like that. As far as the iTunes downloads and stuff like that, if you were a Days fan, it was getting a lot of downloads prior to Prince's death, and then the day of Prince's death, it just took over, and it's just kind of been something with his music and stuff like that. But I've been impressed with what Olivia had done with her singing.
Oh yeah, you and I had to accept
myself
a little bit.
I don't know if Blog Talk was cutting up on me.
Because Bobby, I've missed several weeks of the show. I saw 3 episodes this week, so I was excited. So you're saying that the girl on the show, Olivia, that plays Claire, performed, and she actually had something on iTunes in real life?
Because she had done some songs and then got released onto iTunes.
Wow, then, that's cool.
Yeah, and like I said, from, I think, the day of the episode was there, maybe the next day when it was released onto iTunes, till like maybe 2 days later with Prince's death, that was probably for a lot of people that followed her career just through Days and wanted to hear more of her music, was being downloaded more times. And then after Prince's death, it's just been more Prince music with what happened. But I got a chance to download some of the music, and I tell you, this lady is talented. I even wrote to her a couple weeks ago and said, it's too bad American Idol is off the air, because I would convince her to try out for that for next season if it was still on the air. But since she's probably of NBC, I convinced her to do America's Got Talent or The Voice.
sounds really talented.
But I don't know how Olivia Kurgan's going to work out her career with Days and everything else, because she sent me a nice picture the other day, and I tweeted her back because I just sent her a letter, and ironically enough, when I got home, I got a picture from her. So it was kind of like, I want to congratulate Mary Beth Evans on her double Emmy win, because she won an award for her work on The Bay as well as for Kayla, even though I think it could have been cast, but I think Mary Beth deserves to get another one. And it looked like, judging from this current storyline, she's working on maybe her third one in 2 years next year.
Wow.
I mean, with what's going on with the current storyline, because I know that a lot of people are going to say, well, what about Tamron? What about this girl that plays Jada? I mean, they're going to probably get credit for Emmy nomination consideration too, despite the fact, and I mean, that's going to be interesting, but I congratulate her, and I really want to congratulate True O'Brien for winning her Emmy, even though it was a little bit of a shocker to me, because I thought Summer from YNR was going to take home another Emmy, because she was the only legitimate actress that can act. I mean, Nicole on Bowling Beautiful, I haven't seen her, but she can act, but I don't think that she was ready for an Emmy consideration nomination, despite the fact of what's been going on with her family on that show, with her sister being born a man and stuff like that, and
oh wow,
and everything else. But I've been impressed with but I'm happy for True O'Brien. Maybe the, and I think Dave made a big mistake by letting her go and killing her, killing Paige off in the first place, because
mm-hmm.
that was the big mistake that Dave made. But I think their loss became an Emmy-winning game for True, and I hope she gets another job, because I really would love to see her on General Hospital down the road. Maybe either if mm-hmm. they age Emma up or they replace Molly, I think that would be a perfect job for her. I mean, I know a lot of people don't I mean, that would be perfect for her, because I can see her on General Hospital either Emma or Molly.
I haven't watched GH in a while. I don't know.
No, I haven't watched it in probably over a year or more.
But I do want to also say, with Aiden coming back, I hope he's not going to let his crazy, he's not going to let that loser son out of jail eat too, because that's the last thing that Sierra
mm-hmm.
and Hope see.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, what if Sierra gets involved and she confronts Aiden over what happened with her son, with his son?
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's the last thing you want to have trouble.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, I just kind of thought of that too. If Chase comes, then you know that's the last thing Sierra and Hope want. After
yeah,
all
true.
The hell that Sierra went through with him.
Now, that's true. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? Where's Chase at? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
I mean, that's my worst fear. I mean, but like you said, Kate Madison has been getting some great Emmy consideration. I hope she can win this year because even though it weren't for Mary Beth Evans, I believe Cassie would have just gotten her daytime Emmy that she long deserved. But I'll give credit where credit is due. At least what changed my mind about Mary Beth getting Emmy was when she won for the Bay on last Friday night. I thought, well, now she's got the odds on paper to win her Emmy. I mean, as much as
mm-hmm.
I love Cassie and as much as I've seen what she has done, I think Mary Beth got to win this Emmy. Otherwise, because if it wasn't for her, it would have been Marla. But I was just happy it was Mary Beth anyways. And hopefully she can put another Emmy on her mantle next to the TV. So as I wrote to her this morning, Mary Beth this morning, that you can look at TV, look at her as Kayla on Days, look at those two Emmys, go, you see that? That's the work I did. She'd be actually like talking into the TV at herself.
Mm-hmm.
It, which would be kind of funny, because I'm sure Mary Beth watches Days and watches her work,
mm-hmm.
and maybe on DVR or whatever, and she probably going to look at those two Emmys and look at next to her, next to the TV, when she see her face on it, she's going to say, that's the work I did, Kayla. That's the work I did. Oh, wait, I'm Kayla. I can just see what the Mary Beth Evans household is when Mary Beth watches Dave.
Oh, that's funny.
But
oh, that's cute.
I mean, the funny thing I also say is maybe she can give Stephen an Emmy, because at least he gets credit, because I don't recall him ever getting Emmy, even back when he was on GH or Young and Restless anytime.
Yeah.
I don't recall him getting an Emmy. But at least that's what Mary Beth should do, to make it fair, so at least she can have one. Just give her the one that she won for the base to Stephen. So, okay, you may not win as Steve on Days, but I'm just giving you my Emmy. I can just see that happening during the during when she has those Emmy in her dressing room. But in all seriousness, I'm just hopefully we'll catch up with Days maybe down the road. I know it's going to be trouble, but I know with the French Open tournament coming up, and I don't know if they're going to have these the matches on Thursday or Friday that NBC is going to take over.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I probably might be able to catch up if they're going to do three shows Monday through Wednesday before the French Open tournament takes over during the days that they have to take over when ESPN
mm-hmm.
is not broadcasting, or if we're going to go to the semifinal weekend in the first week of June or whatever. I don't know how the French Open schedule is, because I haven't paid that much attention to the schedule, but that's something that's going to be interesting right there. Maybe I'll catch up with Days at then. I know it's toward the tail end of the sweet period, but at least I can just catch up because I really want to at least get a lot of unfinished business taken care of with maybe writing letters and everything else, because I know that Jen Lilly is under affiliation with Debbie O'Connor's fan club, which also had Marie Wilson and several other day stars in their fan club with the number one fan club that Debbie O'Connor has. I don't know if you ever interviewed her, but she has a lot of clients, but she has a lot of this, and I'm interested in being part of the Jen Lilly club because I was back when she was on One Life Flip, was part of Melissa Archer's fan club for a long time until it ended on ABC. And I tried to ask her to come back to the fan club when she came to Days, but by the time that she got killed off and was let go, I was just unbearable. And I thought about joining Martha. I was thought about joining the same fan club with Martha Madison until somebody told me, until I received an email from Jen from Debbie O'Connor saying that Jen Lilly is now her new client. So I thought, well, this is great. I can communicate with Jen. And regardless of what happened with Marie Wilson down the road, because I know that summer's going to end a little early, maybe before the Olympics with her or whatever. I think really it's going to be interesting where she can. I can just see her maybe possibly return back as Karen if the guys on GA can bring Karen back from the dead, because I know she died on Port Charles, but it would be great to have Karen back from the dead and have Marie be that role that she was during the Port Charles years with Karen. But that would be the only role I can see right now her doing, other than maybe doing Young and the Restless, perhaps. Because I don't know if she might fit in on Bold and Beautiful but I can just see her more likely return back to GH as Karen if the guys can bring Karen back from the dead. Because I know she was killed off on Port Charles, but it would be, but I don't know if they can bring her back from the dead or whatever. But I just wish the best of luck for Marie, because I know she's done with her scenes, and like I said, probably before the Olympics in starts, that we'll probably see the last of summer, but it's going to be interesting how this situation that she's in right now, how this is going to fit in with everything else that's been happening, because I would be curious to find out what happens next year when they look at the Emmy consideration and look at Marie and if she's going to be nominated for supporting actress, because I don't recall her never being nominated for a supporting actress, even during her days on As the World Turns. So it would be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
But I thought I would just call in just to state my opinion, but I haven't watched Days that much because I haven't watched Days the last 2 weeks, so I'll probably catch up maybe next week or whatever, because I've been pretty busy.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in, Bobby.
All right. Yeah. And let me know when you have another guest on the show, because I would love to talk to Jen Lilly, because she and Eric was on another show in which Marie Wilson prank called in this show. And I would kind of just criticize and go, thanks for the joke. You made me not talk to her, Marie, because I was criticizing her for 2 days over that. And then I went, okay, it was a joke, but can I give you my number so you can prank call me? I don't care if it's going to have to be Summer or just Marie Wilson. Just prank call me. Because the last thing I want a celebrity to do is prank call me, and it's not – And better not have no sound effects, because the only way I could get prank called is if it's a morning radio show and not from a soap star. But maybe Marie can prank call me if I can give her my number, and maybe Jen can do the same thing too if I can give her my number. But that's down the road. Unless, of course, they're doing a morning radio show, I don't think I'm going to get attended to get prank called that way. Unless they're doing a morning radio show.
All right.
You all have a good night.
All right, you too, Bobby.
Okay.
All right, and go Pirates. And go Pens.
Yeah, go Pens.
Hey,
okay.
Go Royals.
Probably
over
by
here.
Now, isn't it?
Royals up in here.
Yeah. Probably over. Speaking of General Hospital, we was talking a little bit about General Hospital. Did everybody hear that Ian's coming back for a little bit? Ian Buchanan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. As a ghost. But hopefully maybe we'll get some more.
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing, though. I mean, I'm glad for Ian to at least be back, but for a little bit. But it's a shame.
Whether they'll make it. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
But I haven't, well, I haven't watched GH in a long time, so...
When, do you know when he's going to be airing?
I heard May next Wednesday. This Wednesday,
oh,
May 11th.
Okay. Or this Wednesday?
Is it Wednesday? Is that Wednesday?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so he'll be back.
May have to tune in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, did we cover everything?
So, did we talk about we talked about Abigail, right? I mean, and being
yeah.
in the, but she mm-hmm. was, those were some really, I think that was like last week, or the week before that
this
when he put her in.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was put, like when he was trying, like when she didn't want to go and, you know, when he was first admitting her and those were some good scenes between them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back
even
and watch
even
those.
Cause... Billy Flynn. Yeah, it was kind of, it was heartbreaking, you know, he didn't want to do it, and he was crying, and she didn't want to go, and, yeah, so, but, yeah, it's there's good scenes all around, and I guess there'll be scenes coming up with, more with Jennifer, too, fighting this,
mm-hmm.
you know, painkiller addiction, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good, well, I got some good,
I think we covered
some good
everything.
Story options going.
Yeah, I don't know what's coming up now with Aiden. That should be interesting, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and when Andre comes back, that'll be interesting.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah, it's been too long.
Always
so.
Interesting.
Yeah,
always interesting.
Yeah,
with Andre.
I think there's a lot of good story coming up. So
yeah, sounds like it. Yeah. Yay.
Uh huh. Yay.
Kind of been a dry spell for this Kate fan over here. A little bit.
Oh, what's that? Yeah. We need some Andre.
Dry spell here. Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit of a dry spell for the Kate Dan.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well,
okay.
Okay. Well, great talking with you girls and Bobby.
Yeah, I guess there's
our neon.
Yeah, well,
yawning
it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much.
I know, I was going to say, we're getting old.
Like,
you can always tell we're ready to wrap it up. We all start yawning.
It's like, I can't believe, this is like, in one more year, I'm going into another decade, and it's like,
boy.
God, I can't believe it.
Well, have a,
like, I don't,
have a
don't
happy birthday tomorrow, Marianne.
So, thank you.
Mama Hooch.
So, Mama Hooch, yeah,
hey,
still
wear
get
it,
rid of that hooch.
You will
yeah.
it. You will it wear, girlfriend. You will it wear it well, girlfriend.
Well, okay.
Keep your head tone.
Okay.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye. Bye.